News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. It is Fond du Lac today. Hour number three kicking off this morning, and it's time for our monthly chat with our friends over at ASTOP and Ignition SSM Health Domestic Violence Services. We're joined by Rana Zuliger and Amy Baer from ASTOP and Ignition SSM Health Domestic Violence Services, respectively, to talk with us again here on a Wednesday morning. Good morning to both of you. How are you this fine March morning?
Good morning.
Good morning and happy March.
Yeah.
We've made it to March. At this point, a year ago, we made it to March, obviously, and then things spiraled down pretty quickly. So we're, I think, all hoping that this March is better than last March for sure, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we're going to remind folks here today a little bit about both organizations, ASTOP and Domestic Violence Services, and we're actually going to talk about what the last year has been like for both organizations. For both ASTOP and Ignition SSM Domestic Violence Services. So we've talked kind of about COVID and what's changed over the last year or so, but I know, Amy, you were telling me off the air, some people have asked, you know, what has COVID meant? What has the lockdowns meant for calls for service and different things like that? So we're going to get into that a little bit here today as part of our conversation. But I don't know, Rihanna, Amy, which one of you wants to start? We'll start with the usual question. Tell us about ASTOP. Or Domestic Violence Services, what it is and what services you provide for the community.
Yes, absolutely. So with ASTOP, we are your local sexual abuse center. Today we're going to actually talk a little bit more in depth about what all of our services are. I think normally we kind of just throw everything at people and rattle off our services, but we're going to take the time to really explain those services today. So at ASTOP, like I mentioned, we're the sexual abuse center, so all of our services are focused for victims of sexual assault as well as their immediate family members or others who have been directly affected, whether that be, you know, a significant other, a parent, a child, a sibling, things like that. We have our crisis line, which is probably one of our most utilized services. That phone number is 920-926-5395, and with it being a crisis line, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and if anyone is experiencing flashbacks, triggers due to sexual violence, they can always give us a call. If something has happened recently and they're not sure what to do or what those next steps look like, they can give us a call and we can provide them with possible next steps. We never are going to tell someone what they need to do, but some of those next steps might be reporting to law enforcement, and that's where our advocacy services come in. We are going to go with a victim to law enforcement if the victim's okay with it, but that involves, you know, whether it's Fond du Lac or Fond du Lac County, Green Lake County, or Washera County for ASTOP. We'll accompany a victim, be there for emotional support, explain our services to them, and then we'll also accompany them to any future court proceedings and kind of explain, you know, what might happen in the court process. Again, we're there for emotional support. We're not going to be lawyers or anything like that. Another form of advocacy that we have is with our sexual assault kits, or those SANE exams that people may have heard of. A lot of times on like Law and Order SVU or in pop culture, you see, did the victim get what's called like a rape kit or a SANE exam? That's when they're collecting the forensic evidence. So specially trained nurses go through a couple processes to collect any forensic evidence to help out in that court case. Similar to with law enforcement advocacy, we're going to send an advocate along to provide that emotional support if a victim wants us there. Those who listen in, you know, every week, they might be familiar with Murphy's Law that we talked about, almost a year ago, I think, as well. But we want to make sure that victims are okay with having an advocate there. Now, if they want to come in for services, they're going to meet with our case manager first, and her job is going to be to refer to a counselor within our agency or out to other agencies. Sometimes we find that someone might be needing more assistance with domestic violence. If it was a dual situation, we'll easily be able to refer them to domestic violence services through SSM Health, since we're all in the same building. And then she'll also help with any like financial assistance. We can refer out to those organizations, shelter, housing, really anything that anyone might need. I already mentioned counseling, but we do have two counselors at ASTOP. They're going to see kids as young as 4 and then all the way up into adulthood, really any age that people are looking for those services. Our counselors also do support groups. So we have a couple various support groups for the different people that might be looking for those groups. And then last but not least is prevention education. So that's what I do specifically. My job is to usually be in schools. That's looked a little bit different over the last year. And teach kids and young adults or even adults as well about, safe and unsafe touches, safe grown-ups, what services are out there for people. And then as people get older, we're talking more about consent and human trafficking and technology safety and, various topics that we've talked about before with our meetings. All of our services are completely free and confidential, so we're able to provide those to anyone free of charge. We know that that's usually the best way that they will be able to come reach us. So, yes, that's that. We can kind of discuss what's happened with COVID after Amy gives her spiel.
Yep, let's turn it over to Amy. Amy, tell us, remind us about Agnesian SSM Health Domestic Violence Services, and tell us about what you do with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. So we are a hospital-based program here in town with SSM Health and Agnesian. We kind of are, really have been connected to the hospital since day one. We starting off in the 90s as an advocacy program and really have grown from there. And we're, even though we're a hospital-based program, we're not located in the hospital. We're on Mars Street with ASTOP. We share a building together, which is really convenient because our services do overlap and we do a lot of similar things together, like conversations like we're having with you today. Mm-hmm. So in addition to that, we have a lot of similar services as ASTOP, but it's a little bit different. Obviously, you hear domestic violence. We work with individuals who have been affected by domestic violence directly, either as victims, offenders, or children witness to violence, including if we have someone come in as an adult and they experienced or witnessed domestic violence when they were a kid, we still work in that capacity as well. So when someone first comes, walks in our doors or calls for services, they first kind of work with our case manager if they're looking for victim-related services. So our case manager really works out on what are those needs. Are they looking for housing assistance? Are they looking for restraining order backup? Are they looking for, supportive services or emotional support? Are they just looking for some clarity on what options are out there and available to them? For long-term services, we do have counselors on hand. We have counselors that work with kids ages 4 and up, and also with adults as well. So when we do have individuals who are identifying as a victim and they're looking for counseling services, they still meet with that case manager first. If they're an adult, our kids, we connect right away with counseling so they can, build that relationship and build that rapport with them. In addition, we do have an offender program, which is different than ASTOP. You heard ASTOP a lot of focus with victim services. So our offender program is different in that capacity. And that's a service that we charge for. And it's not because they're offenders we have to make them pay for stuff to hold that accountability, but we do have outlying agencies that can collaborate with us. And so it's kind of and really to offset those charges on their services. So when someone comes in as an offender, we do an initial assessment, and that's a lot of what my role is. I work with individuals who I identify as aggressors or offenders in relationships, maybe because they had a criminal charge, or they just acknowledge, this is my role, and I want to get it figured out. So, and we figure out what kind of resources are best for them. Our group program is not an anger management program. I kind of present it like a life skills group or an interpersonal processing group. So we talk about a lot of things from communication to relationships, and we actually have a yoga and equine aspect to that program, which is really unique, which is why we have those charges to kind of offset those costs. We also refer individuals who identify as aggressors to counseling, because even though they may have been an aggressor, we've also heard that there's a lot of trauma they experienced as well. And so I referred individuals a number of times just to have kind of those things addressed through counseling. So it's kind of really navigating with anything that they need in that moment, or maybe they are court ordered to work with our program. So we see voluntary, and we have individuals who are voluntold, so to speak, to work with our program. We also have prevention education, which is what I do as well with Brianna. Again, with COVID looking a little bit different, we went into schools 4K all the way through up to college and worked on different areas around domestic violence, but not necessarily just domestic violence focus. We're talking coping strategies. We're talking about conversations on identifying feelings, friendships, and relationships. And it kind of evolves there as kids get older. That's all.
It's certainly a lot of important work, and that important work continued over the last year. And as we approach the, I guess you could say, year anniversary of the world changing significantly with the lockdowns and with COVID and stuff like that, we can all kind of reflect on what the last year has been like. But I want to ask both of you, Ryan and Amy specifically, obviously with everybody's attention shifting toward health and safety, staying safe from the virus and you know, the economy changing and things like that. There are a lot of people who have had to shift their focus, but the work that you folks are doing did not go away within the last year. Tell us each individually what the 2020 into 2021 has been like with COVID being part of our world. What impact has that had on the work that both ASTOP and Domestic Violence Services is doing here locally?
Yes. So I think that a lot of people recognize that just because, you know, if you want to use the term, the world stopped, violence did not. We still had, you know, victims. We still have people that need services. And sometimes we're even seeing increased cases of sexual abuse and domestic violence because people are stuck in their homes and because there's not a way out for those kids. So we were able to shift a little bit into some virtual presentations. It was very difficult because the teachers and counselors that we normally work with were scrambling themselves to try to figure out, you know, how are we going to teach these kids when we've never done virtual schooling at the, you know, the kindergarten level before. So we provided a lot of support. I know I sent out a lot of resources for the parents through the counselors and things like that. And then we really focused on moving our services virtual. So obviously with the crisis line, that stays the same. We were still responding in person when we were able to those advocacy requests that I mentioned earlier, but then we were able to implement a lot of telehealth services that we hadn't really done before, through ASTOP at least. We have utilized phone conversations before with the counseling, but then we were able to utilize like actual video conferencing for those counseling and case management and even advocacy services. Some of the hospitals with the SANE programs, they have iPads now, so we can do like a virtual advocacy request. So the other person, the advocate can be on like their computer, and then the victim can hold the iPad and talk with them that way without being in person. So a bright side of all of this is that we've really figured out how to reach people where they're at even better than we were before. So although that, you know, it was sad to not be in the office, we worked from home for, I think, 9 weeks. We were able to find a bright side with increasing those virtual services.
Amy, for you?
Yeah, a lot similar to from domestic violence compared to ASAP, as we did what we could all virtual. A lot of times we weren't able to do virtual successfully, maybe because individuals we were working with were still living with their partner and just wasn't best at that time. But we still made it clear to individuals we were still here as a backup and support in whatever capacity they needed. So for groups, we did at the time kind of put a halt at groups, and we did more group by mailing. So like my, it's called Breaking Abusive Patterns group, we had sent out like homework, so to speak. So they're still getting a lot of the education piece. Our school work right now and even right now still has kind of been halted because of restrictions with COVID and not being able to go in and just kind of staffing as well. So it was just better for this school year on domestic violence and not to work with the schools because, like Ryan was saying, they're still trying to get things figured out as well. we've kind of come back to normal, so to speak, whatever normal means anymore. We do have our face-to-face contact that we're back into working with our counseling services and case management services. We have noticed an increase over the last few weeks, specifically when kids went back to school full-time. And whether that's COVID related or not, there's no way to know until COVID's, done, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of back to, kind of wherever, things are going to lead to. So we're still here to support. We have altered things. We do have the screenings and stuff. We do wear masks and having those things in mind, but we're still here. And whatever our patients and clients need, we're able to be that backup for them. It's just having the options virtual is nice. Now, in a way, because if they're not able to come in person, can we do something different?
Very good. Before we let you go, I'll give each of the opportunity to give out contact info and places for people to get more information for both ASTOP and Domestic Violence Services.
Yes, so ASTOP is on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our website is just astop.org, and our crisis line or regular business number is 920-926-5395.
And for Domestic Violence Services, our best number to get us is 926-4207. And we also still have our Prevention Education Committee out there as well on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Very good. Ryanna, Amy, thanks so much for your time as always. Have a great rest of the month of March. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.